Joining me for analysis this Politics Monday, Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report and Tamara Keith of NPR, who is in Iowa tonight, waiting on Hillary Clinton. Tamara, let's start by talking about Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton, Mrs. Clinton. What is the goal for her rollout, this very interesting kind of web-driven rollout?
Well, first she did the web video. Now she's on a van tour of America making her way out. We should note that she's probably not driving. The Secret Service is most likely driving. She says she hasn't driven since 1996. But what she's trying to do is say, hey, I'm just like the rest of you. I'm relatable. I'm trying hard. I'm going to work for every single vote. Her campaign is aiming to go small at first, small events, intimate settings, no big arenas, no big cheering crowds, but it just sort of Hillary Clinton unplugged, at least initially, much like her listening tour in New York when she first ran for Senate there.
Amy, let's talk about what you think she's trying to accomplish with this. It wasn't as warm and fuzzy as 4 years as the 2008 video, but it was still very little about her and a lot about other people.
And that's exactly the point, was she wants to make sure and make very clear that she doesn't see this as her legacy or her birthright or something that she's going to get handed. Her campaign talks a lot about earning the vote, about how hard she's going to work to meet people. You know, it was telling that the first part of this video was all other people talking about their lives. We didn't hear anything about Hillary Clinton's life. Now, she is going to, as Tamara pointed out, Clinton's life, and we're going to hear different perspective on her life. Her campaign likes to tell you she's the most famous person that nobody really knows. I have a hard time believing that to be true, but they're going to try to reimagine Hillary Clinton.
Well, let's talk about how the Republicans will imagine him. Yeah. And we saw an explosion of web responses this week, if you can call three or four an explosion. And one of them came from Rand Paul, the senator who announced last week that he's running for president. Let's take a little bit of that ad that he posted right after Hillary Clinton announced.
Hillary Clinton represents the worst of the Washington machine. The arrogance of power, corruption and cover-up, conflicts of interest, and failed leadership with tragic consequences. The Washington machine is destroying the American dream.
Well, Tamara, there's the flip side of the argument about the new Hillary Clinton. And what Rand Paul is trying to say and what a lot of the Republicans are trying to say is there's an old Hillary Clinton we want to remind you about.
Absolutely. And I think that there are many American voters who have sort of a visceral reaction to Hillary Clinton that goes back to the 90s. And what Rand Paul, what the RNC with ads that they're doing, what they're trying to remind everyone of is, you know, this is remember the old Hillary Clinton? Remember the one that maybe you didn't like as much? They're trying to remind voters of that Hillary Clinton. And Rand Paul has promised he's going to run against her, and he's out of the gate running against her.
Go ahead.
Well, I thought it was also interesting in the piece beforehand, looking at Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz and some of the other Republican candidates. It's clear what they want to make this race about, too, which is foreign policy. I mean, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton comes into this election, actually, as the best prepared on foreign policy of anybody in the field.
But not a mention of it in
and
that video.
She did not mention of it at all. There's something to be said about the fact that she also stands in the shadow of a president and his handling of foreign policy, which right now is most Americans, majority of Americans now, say that they think he's not doing a particularly good job. She also obviously has some of her own controversies as Secretary of State. The economy, meanwhile, doing a little bit better, and she's hoping to keep the focus on that.
As we sit here at East Coast time, Marco Rubio, freshman senator from Florida, is announcing he is running for president. He told donors about it earlier today. He's been saying, watch what's coming, right, for several days now. Let's hear a little bit of what he said just a few moments ago.
Now, look, at the turn of the 19th century, a generation of Americans harnessed the power of the industrial age, and they transformed this country into the leading economy in the world. And the 20th century became the American century. Well, now the time has come for our generation to lead the way towards a new American century.
Tamara, there are a lot of code words there. Our generation, new, youth. He was clearly emphasizing how distinctly different he is from everybody else who's in the race so far.
Yeah, I mean, he's not just talking about Hillary Clinton there. He's also talking about Jeb Bush, his mentor, his political mentor. He's not coming out and saying no more boomer presidents, but that seems to be what he's implying. His other message is really that Marco Rubio is telling his story as an American story, and I've seen the remarks towards the prepared remarks, and towards the end, he says, you know, the son of a bartender and a maid could make it in America, and he wants people to be able to live that American dream again. So he's, in some ways, very similar to President Obama, making his personal story in America. American story and selling himself that way.
So, Amy, to the degree that Hillary does not want to make this biographical yet, that's what Marco Rubio is really trading on at this point.
Right. He's young. He's charismatic. He is the parent of immigrants. He's
child of immigrants.
He's non-white. He's a first-term senator.
Does this sound familiar?
And that's going to, I think, be one of the challenges for Marco Rubio going forward within his own party and without, which is the sense of, boy, we tried that one time. We had a young, charismatic person come in talking about change. We don't feel really good about where things are headed now. Do we want to take a chance on another young person? So his challenge is going to be to show that how different he is from Barack Obama, even though he shares a similar biography.
Tamara, I know you're in Iowa tonight waiting for Hillary Clinton to arrive. She was spotted at a Chipotle in Ohio on her way in her van. Everyone is waiting with bated breath. But I wonder, have other Democrats been there already? Is there other activity on the ground in Iowa beyond Hillary Clinton's anticipated arrival?
Yeah, so former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, they've both been here in recent days. They've been going to events. They've been well received, though one activist here told me that they've been going to events that were already happening. They haven't been throwing their own events. And they're saying that a real test will be how many people show up when Martin O'Malley or Jim Webb has a standalone event. And so it's not really clear yet how well they're actually performing here, whether they're getting any traction. And obviously, Hillary Clinton coming to town is going to change the dynamic significantly.
Amy, how much of this getting out now, getting out front, and we bring it up every week, is right. About money and trying to position yourself with the donors who Marco Rubio called first, for instance, today?
I think that was a very important point, and especially for the lesser-known candidates. It's telling that it's Ted Cruz and Rand Paul that have announced. It's not Jeb Bush, he can take his a little more time in announcing. But we're also in an era where we find that individual fundraising, while it's still important, is not the end-all be-all that it used to be. I mean, the fact that even Ted Cruz now has a super PAC set up, apart from his campaign, that's pledging $31 million, says that, you know, when you get into a race and how much money you're going to raise before the summer is not always is not as definitive as it once was.
Who's up next? We've got
who's going to be next? I don't know. Ben Carson, I think, is also going to be coming up soon enough in Detroit, I think, in early May. But we'll probably hear a couple others before
we will
then.
Talk about it all next week on Politics Monday. Hey, Tamara, if I were you, I would go to a coffee shop, a Chipotle, or a diner tonight if you're looking for Senator Clinton. Thanks a lot. Gas stations. Thank you. You can follow the 2016 race with us online, where you'll find guides to each of the candidates as they enter the fray. That's on our homepage.